Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of our new podcast series, Women Scientists. Hi, historians. Today we're going to be learning about a woman scientist that you might not have heard of, and her name is Cecilia Payne. Let's get started. Before we get started and learn about all the details of Cecilia Payne's life, I just wanted to give everyone a brief introduction into what Cecilia is famous for. Cecilia Payne is famous for many reasons, but mostly because she gave valuable explanations of the spectrums of the sun, made over 3 million observations of variable stars, and in 1925, she proposed in her PhD thesis that the amount of hydrogen and helium together dwarfs the amount of other substances in suns and stars. Her PhD thesis was published as a book, Stellar Atmospheres. In fact, Cecilia also wrote many other books, such as The Stars of High Luminosity, Variable Stars in Galactic Structure, Introduction to Astronomy, and The Galactic Novae. Near the end of her life, she published her own autobiography under the name The Dyer's Hand. She also earned many awards. In 1924, she was elected to the American Astronomical Society. In 1934, she received the Annie J. Cannon Award in Astronomy. In 1936, she was elected to the American Philosophical Society. In 1952, she received the Radcliffe College Award of Merit. In 1961, she received the Rittenhouse Medal of the Franklin Institute. And in 1976, she received the Henry Norris Russell Prize. Cecilia Payne's early life. Cecilia Payne was born on May 10, 1900, as Cecilia Helena Payne, to Edward John Payne and Emma Leonora Helena, née Pertz, in Wendover, England. An English barrister and talented musician, Edward drowned in a canal when Cecilia, the eldest of three children, was only 4 years old. Forced to raise her children on her own, Helena was a strict mother who made sure her children received a good education. Helena came from a Prussian family, having two very well-known uncles, James John Garth Wilkinson, a Swedenborgian writer, and George Heinrich Pertz. Cecilia first realized she wanted to become a scientist when she identified a bee orchid from just her mother's description. At the age of 6, she began attending the school across from the street from her home in Wendover. Her teacher, Miss Elizabeth Edwards, taught her students that women were stronger than men and taught her children to have discipline. By the time she graduated from that school, she knew basic Latin, French, German, could do geometry and algebra up to a level of quadratic equations, was taught how to use a chemical balance, and became a skilled pianist. Payne began attending St. Mary's College at the age of 12, which she did not find as interesting as her old school. Just before her 17th birthday, she was asked to leave the college since it could do no more for her. She spent her senior high school year at St. Paul's Girls' School in London. She loved the school. Gustav Holst, a distinguished musician, taught Cecilia music. Cecilia was extremely skilled at playing the piano, and Holst encouraged her to become a musician, but she was more interested in science and decided to pursue a career in science. Cecilia Payne's adult life. In 1919, Cecilia Payne won a scholarship to Newnham College, Cambridge University, where she studied botany, physics, and chemistry. A lecture by Arthur Eddington on his 1919 expedition to the island of Principe in the Gulf of Guinea, where he observed stars near a solar eclipse to test Einstein's relativity theory, inspired Payne to study astronomy. Even after the famous Agnes Arber tutored Paine in botany, Paine realized that she ought to study astronomy instead. So, she finished her studies but was not awarded a degree because she was a woman. Women did not receive degrees from Cambridge until 1948. At 23, she left Cambridge and set for America in order to become an astronomer. She had a second-class honor degree and went to America to study for a doctorate. Since Paine's only career option in England was becoming a teacher, she decided to move to the United States for more opportunities. She was introduced to Harlow Shapley, director of Harvard College Observatory, who started a graduate program in astronomy. She went to America on a fellowship that encouraged women to study at the observatory. She was the second student on the fellowship. The first was Adelaide Ames. She earned a PhD in 2 years after submitting a remarkable thesis. She built a temperature scale for stars having to do with how much material they absorb in order to find what stars are made of. She found that the total amount of hydrogen and helium in stars together was much, much more than the other materials in stars combined. However, since Harlow Shapley and Henry Norris Russell told her this was absurd and she believed them, she spent her time explaining why this was not true without actually exploring the hidden facts. Her thesis was published as a book, Stellar Atmospheres. In 1929, Russell's work proved that Paine was correct. Today, we know that the total amount of hydrogen and helium in stars is 99.87%, and the rest 0.13% is the rest of the substances in stars. In 1956, she was the first woman to be appointed full professor and chair a department. She retired in 1966 but kept doing research work. Paine became an American citizen in 1931. She married Sergei Gaposchkin in 1934. They had 3 children. Catherine and Peter became astronomers, Edward a neurosurgeon. Cecilia Paine Gaposchkin died at 79 on December 7, 1979. Smoking was her only vice. She left her body to science. After that, she was buried in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Her memory is remembered by her family. The impact of Cecilia Paine's work. G. Cass Simon and Patricia Farnes say that Cecilia Paine's career marked a turning point at Harvard College Observatory. Before, women such as Wilhelmina Fleming, Antonia Maury, Annie Jump Cannon, and Henrietta Swan Leavitt made commendable discoveries in astrology, but Paine's PhD made women enter the mainstream. The fact that Cecilia Paine entered a male-dominated scientific community was an inspiration for many others, like Joanne Feynman, whose mother and grandmother did not want her to pursue a career in science. But after Joanne came across some of Paine's work in a science textbook, she was inspired and then really did feel that she could follow her passion for science. Cecilia Paine's work helped future generations to come understand what the sun and other stars are composed of. Her work has impacted the world greatly. Joanne Feynman has contributed greatly to the field of astronomy. She is still alive today at the age of 93. Joanne Feynman was inspired by Cecilia Paine. Because of this, Feynman has come to explore auroras and many other objects. A quote from Cecilia Paine. For the first time, I knew the leaping of the heart, the sudden enlightenment that were to become my passion. These moments are rare, and they come without warning, on days to be marked with a white stone. Cecilia Paine Gaposchkin. Glossary. Barrister, noun. A lawyer who works in the higher courts. PhD, noun. PhD stands for Doctor of Philosophy, which is the highest degree a university can award someone. Thesis, noun. A long essay written by a university student who wants to get a PhD. Spectrum, noun. An image that shows the components of an object displayed in a progressive series according to length. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode in our new series, Women Scientists. This episode was about the woman scientist, Cecilia Payne. This is Shripriya signing off. See you next time!